As we resume our look at the advance of euphemisms, we have to keep a close eye on the image makers, advertisers, marketers, public relations people, and to repeat an earlier point, it's important to remember that over time, this trend towards softer language has only gotten worse. I don't know when the whole thing started, but I do know that at some point in my life, toilet paper became bathroom tissue. I wasn't consulted on this, didn't get a postcard, didn't get an email, no one bothered to call. It just happened. One day I simply found myself using bathroom tissue. And then, just as my loafers were becoming slip-ons, my sneakers turned into running shoes, and in no time my running shoes became athletic footwear. It was about then that a trip to the department store revealed that my lazy slob uniform of sweatpants and sweatshirt were now located in a section called activewear. The world was changing. I saw second-hand clothing referred to as vintage apparel. I saw toupees advertised as hair appliances, in keeping, I would imagine, with the dental appliances that had long since replaced false teeth. Of course, if you didn't want to wear a hairpiece or a rug, there's a nice old-fashioned term, you could always look around for a good, reliable hair replacement system. Keep an eye out for systems. They're everywhere. The clerk who sold me my answering machine said I was purchasing a voice processing system. A mattress and box spring set is now called a sleep system. And the people who sell mops have not been resting. According to a commercial I saw recently, the Clorox Ready Mop is now America's favorite mopping system. And if you think you can escape these systems by going for a drive, forget it. Your car has been systematically infiltrated too. The heater and air conditioner became the climate control system. Your brakes have been replaced by a braking system, and your seat belts and airbags are now known as the impact management system. You can't beat the system. Marketers will always strive to make things sound more impressive than they really are. That's why dashboards became instrument panels. And how's this for laying it on thick? A magazine ad recently informed me that the cars depicted were equipped with leather seating surfaces. When you get right down to it, you have to admit, marketing people have a ton of balls. The upgrading continued. At home, I found myself watching animation instead of cartoons. And it turns out all those TV shows I'd seen before were really not reruns. They were encore presentations. At about that time, I noticed that soap operas had begun billing themselves as daytime dramas. Theaters felt overdue for an upgrade, too, so they became performing arts centers, or sometimes performance spaces. In keeping with the spirit of certain nightclubs, who now speak of themselves as party spaces, the really hip just call them spaces. While all this was happening in smaller locations, the big arenas decided they wanted to be known as events centers. Center is another word that's become important. Hospitals have long thought of themselves as medical centers, but now libraries have joined the chorus, calling themselves learning resources centers. And just to wrap this section up, and returning to show business for a moment, no matter what size the place where entertainment was being presented, at some point it was decided they would all just be called venues. Systems, facilities, spaces, centers, and venues. They're all words to keep an eye on in today's atmosphere of increasing self-importance.